The federal government's controversial school chaplaincy program is under fire again. The Commonwealth Ombudsman has found that the role of chaplains is poorly defined and the government needs to introduce better guidelines for schools taking part. The government is conducting an internal review of the program and says it's already implementing many of the Ombudsman's recommendations. But critics say the problems are more deep-seated than that and the entire scheme should be scrapped. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Canberra.
The government's already put chaplains in more than 2,500 schools and it's planning to expand the program to another 1,000. The chaplains are only allowed to offer pastoral care and support to students, and they're not permitted to proselytise. But the Commonwealth Ombudsman, Alan Asher, says that's ambiguous, and the government needs to explain exactly what it means by proselytising.
That's where some uncertainty has arisen, because the scheme operators will all say, well, we don't do that. And parents will say, well, yes, you do. But that's partly because I don't know really what the word is supposed to mean. And clearing that up might make it a lot easier for everyone.
Tim Mander from the Queensland Scripture Union, which employs chaplains in more than 600 schools, says chaplains already understand what they can and can't do.
We believe that they are working with integrity. They've been working in schools for, in some states, up to 50 years. This is a program that's well received and is well understood by the school communities. But if clarification is needed, we would welcome that as well.
Mr. Asher also argues that the government should introduce minimum qualification requirements for chaplains.
Nobody's quite sure of what the minimum qualification should be for a chaplain, and that by spelling that out, it makes it also clearer to everybody what sort of function they would carry. At the moment, that's not the case, and it would be rather helpful if that was done.
Tim Mander says his organisation has already introduced its own qualification requirements, and the recommendation makes sense. The Ombudsman has not delivered a verdict on the merits of the chaplaincy program itself, but he has criticised the complaints procedure and gives some examples of parents who are uncomfortable with what they view as a religious incursion into schools. The Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the program's flaws go beyond imprecise definitions.
What the Greens would like to see is the $222 million that's currently put aside for this program reworked into a program of student support, and that the people who are employed to support students firstly have the qualifications, and secondly, meet the needs of students in that particular school. They shouldn't necessarily have to be attached to a religious organisation.
The scheme is also facing a High Court challenge, but Tim Mander says most parents have been very pleased with it.
The complaint level against chaplaincy is less than 1% of parents and students of which chaplains engage with. They are extremely minimal amount of inquiries coming through or complaints coming through. Overwhelmingly, this has proven to be a successful program. It's endorsed by school principals, by teachers, by parents and by the students themselves.
The School Education Minister, Peter Garrett, says the government's internal review of the program has picked up some of the problems identified by the Ombudsman. He says Labor remains committed to school chaplains.
It is the case that the Ombudsman's come through with some useful recommendations on the chaplains program, some of which are already in train, some of which will be implemented. We broadly accept what the Ombudsman has to say on a program that's very popular, but of course we want to see continually improve.
Alan Asher says he'll be monitoring the government's response.
Sadly, I think that their responses are themselves, a bit like the scheme, a little imprecise. And so we're going to look again in 3 months and publish in 6 months an update on just what has been implemented. By then, the government's own consultation process should be finished, and we'd be looking for a much clearer set of actions.
The government will hand down its internal review in the coming months.
Stephen Jedgetts.